From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Y. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
So it's August 26th, rush hour, at Suburban Station.
A lot of people.
Lots of people.
This is Planned Philly transportation reporter Daryl C. Murphy.
And there's two officers patrolling the area in what they call an electric cart.
And these, we're talking about SEPTA police officers.
SEPTA police officers, right. These SEPTA police officers who are armed, they're in the cart. I believe they were exiting the cart. And they hear a loud bang. And then they smell discharged gunpowder.
At this point, one of the officers checked his sidearm. And to his shock, the gun had fired, even though he hadn't touched it.
He was not injured. There were no reported injuries. It's still under investigation. However, the department received word that a preliminary inspection of the weapon found that there was no cause for this thing to happen.
When Daryl looked into it, he found that this model has had problems with its triggering mechanism for years.
The gun tends to discharge on its own.
And the more Daryl told me about the story, the more we both felt that...
This story is nuts, man.
It is really crazy. Why were SEPTA officers carrying allegedly defective guns? And did the company tell people there was a problem when they found out about it? Today on The Y, trigger warning. So Daryl, first of all, let's back up a second. Maybe some people aren't aware that SEPTA police are real police. They actually carry guns, right?
Yes, they carry guns. At the time of this incident, the gun that they carried was a Sig Sauer P320.
The P320 outperforms all others when it counts. With the best out-of-the-box trigger found on a striker-fired pistol, crisp break.
And how long have they been carrying that weapon?
They've been carrying it for about 3 or 4 years, since 2015, 2016. That's the number I got from SEPTA.
So the Sig Sauer P320, that's used by departments across the country, right?
Yes, the gun is used by departments across the country, and it's also the sidearm for the U.S. Army.
And this gun has a history of malfunctioning and having sort of surprise firings in addition to this SEPTA incident.
Yes, so apparently back in 2016, the U.S. Army was entertaining the P320 as a replacement for its M9. It was running some field tests on it, and they discovered that the gun tends to fire when it's dropped at a higher than usual rate. Mm.
Okay, so they had this test where the gun fires when it's dropped. What did they do with that information?
Well, they take it to SIG and they ask for them to make some changes to the gun so it doesn't do that anymore, basically. One of the changes was a lighter trigger. Another one was a modification to the sear. The sear is a part of the triggering system that kind of controls how the gun is fired. Mm-hmm. And SIG obliged. SIG made the changes to them. And, you know, in 2017, they became the new sidearm for the U.S. Army.
So, but as you said before, there are police departments across the country that use this weapon. There's private individuals that have it. Did SIG make the changes for those people as well when they made these changes for the military?
Well, that's why there's a possible $5 billion federal lawsuit in Texas right now. According to the suit, they made the changes for the military, but continued to sell defective guns to the public. They estimate that there's about 500,000 in circulation right now. And also, I should mention that there was an incident related to the drop problem in Connecticut. In 2017, there was a law enforcement officer whose weapon had dropped while he was loading something into a vehicle, and the gun went off and fired a bullet into his leg. He sued SIG for $7 million, and they later settled out of court.
And so what did SIG say about the problem with the gun?
Well, SIG says that their gun meets or exceeds all U.S. safety standards. However, they do acknowledge that when dropped, the gun has a potential to fire. They say, per language from their website, careless and improper handling of any firearm can result and an unintentional discharge.
Wow. So SIG keeps selling this gun. Did they get any blowback from their customers for this problem?
In the last week, we became aware of rumors on the internet that the P320 would fire if it were dropped. We decided to test this ourselves.
There was a video by a retailer, Omaha Outdoors, that showed that when the gun is dropped at a very specific angle, it will go off.
If the pistol is allowed to drop with the bore in an upward direction and the frame and the slide contact the ground at the same time, the trigger continues to move to the rear and the pistol will fire.
So they field tested the gun, and when it hit the ground at this angle, the gun went off.
Right.
All of these, when dropped at the right angle, would result in uncommanded firing of the pistol.
So yeah, there was a significant bad press, I guess you could say, for SIG during this time in August 2017.
So has SIG fixed this defect?
SIG offered a free upgrade to owners of the P320 in August of 2017. That included a modified trigger and a modified sear. They made those changes to the weapon, and SEPTA was one of the departments that took advantage of that program.
This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. We're talking to Plan Philly transportation reporter Daryl Murphy about the SIG P320 handgun used by SEPTA police and its history of misfiring. So you were saying before SEPTA got the upgrade on these guns that helps with this drop problem where it fires when it's dropped a certain way, but they still had this incident just last month where the officer's gun went off in his holster. So is there a problem beyond this drop firing problem?
If we're looking at this incident with SEPTA and other reported incidents around the country, there have been multiple incidents of this weapon allegedly firing while holstered without manipulation. Or, you know, it's either firing while it's still in the holster and it's moved a certain way, or, you know, or somebody falls and it goes off. There was one incident reported in Loudoun County, Virginia, where an officer was removing the weapon while holstered from her belt, and the gun went off and fired around into her leg, shattered her femur. She has permanent damage as a result of that, and she sued SIG Sauer for $10 million. But, you know, she and SIG settled the case for an undisclosed amount out of court. They settled it. However, her lawyer, Jeff Bagnell, says that, you know, these incidents, like the one in SEPTA, you know, kind of show that this gun is defective.
I wouldn't touch this weapon with a 10-foot pole. I wouldn't load it. I wouldn't carry it on the street.
There's some sort of failure with whatever mechanism is inside that's responsible for keeping this thing from firing. Something is failing this particular weapon.
Every firearm owner's worst nightmare is a gun that fires without a trigger pull, and that's what this one is doing.
The following week after the incident at SEPTA, there was a report that came out of Loudoun County, Virginia, the same place, that there was another incident of a gun unintentionally going off.
So what is SEPTA doing now that they're in this situation where they have this gun? It has technically been fixed, but they're investigating what happened to it more recently. What are they doing?
I talked to SEPTA spokesperson Andrew Bush.
We did think it was necessary to move as quickly as possible to get new weapons, new firearms for our officers.
He says that they made an emergency purchase of 350 Glock 17s and holsters. They expect to pay about $175,000.
You know, we didn't expect that we would be purchasing guns for all of our police officers this year, but it's a step that we had to take out of an abundance of caution for the safety of our officers. So it'll be about 3 months before Glock is able to manufacture the 350 firearms that we need.
In the meantime, they're going to borrow the 350 Glocks from the Philadelphia Police Department.
Who's going to pay for that? Is that getting passed on to taxpayers?
Well, SEPTA says that they're well aware that that money is coming from rider revenue and taxpayer money, and they take that very seriously.
So, Daryl, you know, when there's a problem with a car, for example, often the car manufacturer will just issue a recall. Why didn't Sig Sauer just issue a recall? Why didn't they do anything like that?
Well, I don't know. I reached out to Sig multiple times, and I have yet to get a response. Also, Marcy's lawyer, Jeff Bagnell, he's reached out to Sig requesting that they recall this weapon, and apparently he has not gotten a response either.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you.
The Y is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Xavier Lopez, with editorial direction from Katie Culinary. We had editing help on this episode from Eugene Son. Honestly, I'm not much of a gun guy, but if you are and you have some thoughts on this story, I'd love to hear them. Reach out on Twitter at Shai Ben-Yaakov. See you tomorrow.